9. A closer look at nutrition labelling, heart disease and fats. Mum has recently been found to have high blood cholesterol level. The doctor said she might develop heart disease if she didn't control the level properly. What can we do for her, honey?
Honey, don't worry. Let's think of ways to help Mum.
What did the doctor say?
He suggested Mum managed her diet properly. The doctor said she must maintain a healthy body weight, normal blood pressure and blood cholesterol levels in order to prevent and control heart disease. The doctor said that in order to stay healthy, she should always follow the 3-low-1-high healthy eating principle. That is, low fat, low sugars, low sodium, that is, low salt, and high fibre. She should pay particular attention to her fat intake.
What is the relationship between fats and heart disease?
The doctor told me that there are two kinds of cholesterol in our blood. One of them is the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which is also known as the bad cholesterol. The other one is the high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which is also known as the good cholesterol. If our blood contains high bad cholesterol and low good cholesterol levels, this would increase the risk of developing heart disease. Both saturated fat and trans fat raise the level of bad cholesterol in our blood. Trans fat also lowers the level of good cholesterol in our blood.
Are all fats bad for us?
No. The doctor said monounsaturated fat and polyunsaturated fat would not increase the level of bad cholesterol. Having a moderate intake of monounsaturated fat and polyunsaturated fat is good for our heart. However, the doctor reminded me not to take in too much because monounsaturated fat and polyunsaturated fat, like other fats, provide a lot of energy. Too much monounsaturated fat and polyunsaturated fat will also lead to an excessive intake of energy, thus increasing the risk of being overweight and obese.
Did the doctor mention what food Mum should avoid eating?
The doctor advised Mum to choose food which is lower in fat, in particular, food lower in saturated fat and trans fat, to keep her heart healthy.
What do you mean by low?
The doctor said that Mum needs about 2,000 kcal a day. She should not take in more than 60 grams of total fat a day, which is about 4 tablespoons of oil. Also, she should not take in more than 20 grams of saturated fat and 2.2 grams of trans fat a day. The doctor also told Mum to change her eating habits by taking in more dietary fibre and less cholesterol.
This sounds complicated. Anything we can do to help?
We have to make healthier food choices for her. The doctor recommended that when we buy pre-packaged food for Mum, such as biscuits, her favourite snack, we should look at the nutrition labels on the packaging and choose suitable food for her.
But I don't know how to read nutrition labels.
Don't worry. The doctor gave me a brochure from the Centre for Food Safety. I've read it today. Let me show you how.
Please do. I'm keen to learn.
When you buy pre-packaged food, you should first take note of the reference amount of food on the nutrition labels. See if the labels use per 100 grams, per 100 millilitres, per serving or per package to list out the energy and nutrient contents.
And then?
Then you should read and compare the nutritional contents of different products. Before making a comparison, you have to make sure that you're comparing the energy and nutrient contents based on the same reference amount of food. For example, we compare 100 grams of food with 100 grams of food. Or we compare a serving size of 50 grams with a serving size of 50 grams.
What nutrients should we compare?
In Mum's case, she needs to compare the contents of saturated fat, trans fat and sodium and choose food lower in these nutrients. Mum is also slightly overweight, so she has to take note of the contents of energy, total fat and sugars and choose food with lower values.
You seem to know a lot about it.
That's not all. Some of the nutrition labels also list out the percentage nutrient reference value. We can choose food that has a lower percentage of saturated fat, sodium, and total fat. I'm going to the supermarket with Mum tomorrow. I'll teach her how to use nutrition labels to buy suitable foods.
Honey, you are a sweetie. I'll join you tomorrow.